Just wanted to discuss for a minute an issue which I think is pretty well known in theory, yet in practice, I think is oftentimes ignored. And that is the issue of Tosefes Shabbos, adding on to Shabbos. We know that a person is supposed to add on to Shabbos at the beginning and at the end. This comes from a Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and Yoma on Pei Aleph and Beis, where the Gemara dashes the Pasuk with regard to Yom Kippur. The Pasuk says, So the Gemara understands that that Yom Kippur you have to start when it's still the ninth of Tishrei, towards evening, but while it's still the ninth, you have to start early. And then the Gemara dashes from the rest of the pasuk that this applies also to Yom Tov and to Shabbos as well. That a person needs to start these days early. You have to take it in early. In fact, according to many Rishonim, the Tosfos and others, and it's quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samech Aleph. In Sivkan Yutes, the obligation to start Shabbos early is actually a Chiv Doraisa, since it's Darshan from a Pasuk. So therefore it has the status of a Chiv Doraisa to start Shabbos early. There are some who disagree. The Mordechai holds the Rabbanon. There's a major dispute as to what the opinion of the Rambam is exactly. The Rambam only explicitly mentions Tosefes when it comes to fasting on Yom Kippur. So there's a Machlokas among the later Rishonim and among the Achronim. What does he hold about Tosefes Shabbos and Yontiv? Does he require it midrabbanan? Does he not require it at all? Does he not even recognize the existence of such a thing? But certainly the majority opinion amongst the Rishonim is that there is an absolute obligation to bring in Shabbos early. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samech Aleph Siv Beis. He quotes it as a Yesh Omrim, as those that say, but he doesn't quote any other opinion that disagrees with it. So this is the accepted halacha, that a person is supposed to start Shabbos early. What does that mean? What does early mean, and how does a person start Shabbos early? So the Mishnah Berurah recommends actually starting, at least 20 minutes before sunset, before Shkia. So the women have it right. They light candles and accept Shabbos, let's say around 20 minutes early. But certainly one is Yotzei Me'ikra Din, without question, as long as a person starts Shabbos when it's recognizably before Shkia, before sunset. So even if it's just a few minutes before sunset, a person accepts Shabbos. At that time, he is already, he's still Yotzei, the Inyan of Tosefes Shabbos. What does a person have to do in order to accept Shabbos? So there's an opinion in the Rishonim, the Ritva there in Rosh Hashanah, who holds that it's not enough to think that you're accepting Shabbos, and it's not even enough to say that you're accepting Shabbos. You have to either daven or make Kiddush. That's the only way to do Tosefes Shabbos. Daven or make Kiddush. But the general accepted opinion is not like that. So the Mishnah Berurah here writes in Reish Samech Aleph Sivkan Chaf Aleph that the recommendation is Ali Dei Dibur, that a person should say, I hereby accept Shabbos. What if a person just thinks, I hereby accept Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah alludes to somewhere else where he has this discussion. La Locha presumably counts. Certainly one cannot do Malacha afterwards. You're probably Yotzei Tosefes Shabbos as well. But the recommendation would be to explicitly verbalize that a person hereby accepts Shabbos, again, some recognizable amount of time before Shkia. So how do we actually do this? So we know that when we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, or Bo Ikala at the end of Lichadodi, so then that's an acceptance of Shabbos. The problem is that unless you're making early Shabbos during the summer, the shuls only get to that part of davening good 15, 20 minutes after Shkia. Sometimes 10 minutes after Shkia, but definitely, without question, after Shkia. So that's not going to be good enough to help you fulfill Tosefes Shabbos. So the recommendation is, what a real person really should do is, after he daven, you cannot daven mincha, shalchol, after you accept Shabbos. It can't be Shabbos while you're davening a tefillah shalchol. So the recommendation is, after a person davens mincha, at the very least after your own personal Shemona Esrei, or at the end of mincha, but before Shkia, a few minutes before Shkia, a person should say, I hereby accept Shabbos. And then that will be a proper fulfillment of this inyan of Tosefes Shabbos. Don't rely on the shuls. The shuls oftentimes daven very close to Shkia. Sometimes you don't even finish mincha by the time Shkia comes around. So something has to be on a person's mind, especially this time of year, but for most of the year, to go ahead and to make sure after a person davens mincha to say, I hereby accept Shabbos in order to fulfill Tosefes Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.